You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday there was a study released around sexual violence in New Zealand, and it was looking at two different studies, one done in 2003 and one done in 2019, with the statistics around it saying that we need to be looking at producing more education around consent when it comes to men and boys. So I talked to the leading professor on it, Associate Professor Jane Fanslow, who is at the University of Auckland, and here is their interview.
Well, the statistics around sexual assault, we've looked at it based on reports from almost 3,000 women out of two different surveys over the last century. So the rates of sexual victimization by an intimate partner are about 1 in 6. The rates of child sexual abuse are about 1 in 5. And the rates of sexual violence by a non-partner are about 1 out of 14.
And how do these statistics compare to the rest of the world?
They're probably about the global average for a lot of the rates, but they're actually, regardless of where we sit in the world as a whole, they're kind of terrifying at a country level. And that's one of the pieces that we need to get our heads around, because we know it's really damaging for people. And so we need to think about how we're going to change that and what sort of prevention efforts we're going to put in place.
So with these prevention efforts, where are they needed the most when it comes to demographics or potentially places such as schools or workplaces?
So often people really think about prevention as being a community-wide effort, which means they need to be in a lot of different places, and including, you know, so in schools, in workplaces, but also really just in everyday life. And one of the things that are really clear from a lot of the rates around sexual violence is that men, not all men, but, you know, a proportion of men are the main perpetrators. And so really we need to figure out how we can have some conversations with, you know, with all men, and how the non-abusive men can step up and really talk to people about what are healthy sexual relationships, what do those look like, why would you want them, and, you know, what are the skills you need to put those into practice.
So how would education around consent differ between demographics? Say, how would you approach this with, say, a child who might be in intermediate or high school compared to a man who's well into the workforce?
I think part of it is, you know, definitely we need some work around, you know, age-appropriate language, but, you know, and really making sure that we feed it into a lot of different efforts. But one of the really common ways about being able to talk about this with people is really to start to engage people around really kind of understanding about really the language of power. And how, you know, everybody has a certain amount of power, and you can use that in different ways. You can use it, you know, to have power over other people in ways that, you know, that frighten them or hurt them. Or you can use your power to join with other people's power, to have power with people in ways that actually, you know, actually get better outcomes for everybody. And that kind of language translates, whether you're, you know, whether you're working with kids and talking about bullies, and, you know, or, you know, working with kids about how that translates as they start to, you know, have dating relationships, or whether you're talking to people in, you know, in situations of employment.
So there's been one study that was done in 2003 and one that was done in 2019. What differences were observed between the two studies?
I think one of the things that we were quite fascinated by was actually the commonalities of the pattern, and that really was one of the fact that, you know, across the different birth cohorts that we were looking at, the pattern of responses that we were seeing was the same. And so for us, that gave us confidence in the findings, both in terms of the stability of the unfortunate stability in terms of the prevalence of sexual violence that women are experiencing, but also some of the indications of hope that we're getting in the few of the more recent decades and the more recent birth cohorts, we are seeing some reductions in terms of sexual violence against against women, but often that is based, we think it's based more on women's actions and more of the kind of awareness and response services that we've built in, which help women move out of violent situations. But that for us is part of the message. Okay, we can make change. Change is possible, but we also need to think about what are the kind of underlying drivers around perpetration and how we might change that story.
And what resources are there for those who have been a victim of situations where there hasn't been consent?
So there's places like Rape Crisis, there's Women's Refuge if people are experiencing violence as part of an ongoing relationship. There's a family violence helpline, and even places like Youthline or Lifeline can help connect people up into support services if they need them.
Okay, now are there any other comments you'd like to make?
I think internationally what we're seeing is that there have been really strongly evidence-based strategies around prevention that are showing really good levels of effectiveness. And while I think it's too easy to feel hopeless about things like rates of sexual violence, particularly when it looks like they're stable, people sometimes think that means it's inevitable. But in fact, there are really strongly evidence-based strategies which have been put in place internationally, which are showing great reductions in perpetration, and more importantly, well, equally importantly, really strong benefits in terms of people talking about much more satisfaction with relationships, much more feeling like they're working as a team with their partner, and a lot of benefits for children. So we could actually change the story by actually really getting serious about prevention.
That was Janet Fanslow from the University of Auckland talking about consent among men and boys. And if you are needing help around any of these situations, you can contact the New Zealand Police, Victim Support on 0800 842 846, Rape Crisis 0800 883 or Help, which you can call 24/7 in Auckland on 09623 1700, or you can Safe to Talk, which is a 24/7 confidential helpline for survivors, support people and those with harmful sexual behaviour, which is 0800 044 334.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.